Today, we'd like to see the title of Golden Tumors in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 6, verses 1 to 21. To online worthy people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 4 to 5, then they said, "What is the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They answered, 5 golden tumors and 5 golden rats, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For the same plague was on all of you and on your lords. Therefore, you shall make images of your tumors and images of your rats that ravage the land, and you shall give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from you, from your gods, and from your land. What do the verses mean, and what can we see? Question 2, in verse 9, "And watch, if it goes up the road to its own territory of Judah, to Beth Shemesh, then he has done us the great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that struck us. It happened to us by chance." What does it mean? Last question in verse 19. "Then he struck the man over Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. He struck 50,000 and 70 men of the people. And the people lamented because the Lord had struck the people with a great slaughter. Why were a lot of people killed? And what can we learn in the New Testament time?" In a proper Bible map, in the time of Samuel or King Saul, it's observed that Philistines were close to Mediterranean Sea, that time called as the Great Sea. The 5 big cities in the Philistines were from south to northbound: Gaza, Eglon, Gath, Ashkelon, and Ashdod. In Judah or Israel, on the way to Jerusalem, first Beth Shemesh and then Kiriath Jearim are observed. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses, first of all, we see backgrounds in order to understand chapter 6. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 3. "And when the people had come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, 'Why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistine? Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord from Shiloh to us, that when it comes among us, it may save us from the hand of our enemies.'" Verse 5. "And when the Ark of Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted so loudly that the earth shook. 'Be strong,'" verse 9, Philistine said, "'be strong and conduct yourselves like a man, you Philistines, that you do not become servants of the Hebrews as they have been to you. Conduct yourselves like a man and fight.'" Then verse 10, "So Philistines fought, and Israel was defeated. And every man fled to his tent. There was a very great slaughter, and there fell of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers." Here, after Israel was defeated by Philistine first time, its elders did not ask the Lord about his direction. rather than brought the Ark of the Covenant in the battle against the Philistines with the faith in the Ark of the Covenant, the victorious power, rather than the faith in God Almighty. So they loved the Ark of the Covenant more than God Himself. So the Ark became their idol. Although the Ark of the Covenant was a symbol of the presence of God, they were defeated by the Philistines, who took the Ark to the cities, Ashdod, Gath, and Ekron in southbound. Also, 1 Samuel, last chapter 5, verse 4, and when they arose early the next morning, there was Dagon, their pagan god, fallen on its face to the ground before the Ark of the Lord, the head of Dagon and both the palms of its hands were broken off on the threshold. Only Dagon's torso or trunk was left of it. Verse 11, so they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, send away the Ark of the God of Israel and let it go back to its own place so that it does not kill us and our people. For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city. The hand of God was very heavy there. Verse 12, and the men who did not die were stricken with the tumors, and the cry of the city went up to heaven. So an idol Dagon's head and hands were cut off. They were stricken by plagues of the tumors or emeralds and of the rats or mice. The plagues of the rats or mice explained in this chapter 6. And so they decided to return the ark to Israel. Then verse 9, now the Ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. They were stricken by plagues of the tumors and rats for 7 months. Verse 2, and the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners. So the people seeking the counsel from them, religious leaders, who are polytheists. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 14, God commandment against diviners. For these nations which you will dispossess, or you will take, listen to soothsayers and diviners, but as for you, for Israelites, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. God clearly denied the diviners, saying, what shall we do with the Ark of the Lord? Tell us how should send it to its place of Israel. So they meaning the priests and diviners, if you send away the Ark of the God of Israel, do not send it empty, but by all means return it to him with a trespass offering. Here, trespass offering, God requires ram without blemish. Leviticus chapter 5, verse 15. If a person commits a trespass and sins unintentionally in regard to the holy things including the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, then he shall bring to the Lord as his trespass offering a ram without blemish from the flocks, with your valuation in shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, as a trespass offering. God specifically asked if your violation over the holy things, including the ark, you should bring trespass offering with a ram or a goat without blemish. Then you will be healed. It will be known to you why his hand not removed from you. So here also, brought the ark is considered as a trespass, because to carry or touch the ark only allowed to Levite. First Chronicles chapter 15 verse 2, no one may carry the ark of God but the Levite. God specifically ordained the Levite to carry. Carry meaning obviously touchy, the ark of the covenant, for the Lord has chosen them to carry the ark of God and to minister before him forever. So then you will be healed, and it will be known to you why his hand. His hand, which means God's hand, God of Israel's hand, is not removed from you, which meaning God's hand struck the Philistines with the tumors and the mice, so and the killing. Then they said, they meaning priests and diviners said, what is the trespass offering which we shall return to him? So here they say, they answered the five golden tumors and the five golden breads. So here, not a clean ram, not a ram without blemish, specifically required by God, they made a trespass offering in their way, not in God's way. For example, a Buddhist offering to God the Father. So according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, so I already explained the five major cities of Philistine. So that's why is here five golden tumors. Each tumor, golden tumor, represents each major city. Five golden rats, according to the numbers of the lords of the Philistines. For the same plague was on all of you and on your lords. Verse 5, therefore you shall make so their way images of your tumors and images of your rats. Why? Because they ravaged the land, and you shall give glory to God of Israel. So they make images. Why? Given glory to God of Israel. So perhaps he will lighten his hand from you, from your gods, and from your land. How? God might stop the plagues of tumors and rats from Philistines' people, gods, and the land. So here we see their little faith in the images to stop the plagues from people, gods, and the land, rather than faith in God. That is, they love the images much more than God and his word. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 to 6, you shall have no other gods before me. So they have other gods, because in order to protect their lot of gods, their people, that's why they want to make images in their own way, because God of Israel specifically commanded for trespass offering rams without blemish. And their way also, You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in earth beneath. This mouse, you know, earth animal, or tumors in earth beneath, or that is in the water, maybe in the water tumors, under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am our God, is a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me. If you maker images consider to hate me, because you did not obey God's commandment, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and care my commandments. So they love the images much more than God and His word. Verse 6, why then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? Until 10 plagues the Pharaoh and his people disobeyed God's commandment through Moses to let Israel leave from Egypt. So Psalms chapter 95, verse 8, Psalmist said, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. Harden your heart means rebel against God, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. So here, whose counsel? Here counsel priests and diviners. They are polytheistic counsel. Polytheists, they really don't know our God is a jealous God who wants us who love Him and keep His commandments. Preaching to polytheists, so preachers feel severely annoyed at that kind of situation. Another example, Gandhi, the Hinduist, he used the Jesus sermon on the mountain. So the Gandhi, so what an ignorance over the God's heart. For example, Book of Acts chapter 4 verse 12, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. In this context, only one, the Lord Jesus Christ, through we can be saved, no other name. Also, Book of Acts, chapter 16, verses 16, 18, here, now it happened, as we went to the prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination, here is a diviner, here, met us meaning disciple Paul and Barnabas, who brought to her masters much profit by fortune-telling or soothsaying. This girl, the diviner, followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, this man, the Paul, Barnabas, other some apostles, these men are the servants of the Most High God. Diviner know that, the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation. Exactly, they know. And this she did for many days, not one day, part of time day, but Paul, the feeling, preacher feeling, greatly annoyed, greatly troubled. That kind of feeling I could understand. Morning time, I met the early morning worker around my home. I met, you know, several people, neighbors, so who are Hinduist or is Buddhist, Muslim. So they treat me kindly, nicely, but they know Jesus is a good person, or God is good, is like that, but they do not believe that Jesus Christ as a Savior and the Lord for salvation. Here, Paul, feeling greatly anointed, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. So basically, Paul commanded in Jesus' name to cast out the evil spirit from diviner. You know, that kind of feeling right there. So here, what an ignorance. When he did a mighty thing among them, verse 6, did they not let people go that they might depart? So here, priest and diviner know exactly what the God of Israel was, you know, did to Egyptian and Pharaoh like that, know that. Verse 7, but they do not believe in God of Israel. Now therefore, make a new cart, cart meaning wagon, take two milk cows or milk kine, old British English, milk kine, which have never been yoked, and hitch the cows to the cart, and take their calves. Calves is the baby of a cow. So, you know, we call calves two calves. That's why plural. Calves home away from them. Verse 8. Then take the ark of the ark, the ark of the Lord, and set it on the cart, or fasten the ark on the cart, and put the articles of gold or jewels of gold which you are returning to him. That meaning is an image over five golden tumors and five golden mice, talking about that. You are returning to him as a trespass offering. So basically, a priest and diviners want to trespass offering with the image, five golden tumors, five golden mice. But here, but the Israel people, Levite, received the cart. We read that they didn't use the trespass offering, you know, with their gold, rather than cows themselves used them. You know, burnt offering, they used the offering to God in that way. So returning to him as a trespass offering in a chest or a copper, which means precious box, by its side, they send it away and let it go. Verse 9, you know, what this verse means. And watch, if it goes up the road and its own territory. So, which meaning to Beth Shemesh. So, that is the borderline city of Israel. So, within Israel. Then he has done us this great evil or this great plague. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand. Here is it, the plague is not his hand, God's hand that struck us. It happened to us, the plague happened to us by chance, by coincidence. Verse 9 is counsel of priests and diviners over Philistines. What does it mean? Don't direct the two cowards of the cart, let them go. If the ark on the cart goes up the way to Israel territory by the two cowards against their motherly instinct to go back their caverns in Philistines. So then we know that God had stricken us the plagues of tumors and rats. If not, which means the two cows go back Philistines, where their babies was there, the plagues happened by coincidence. So then, verse 10, page 4, then the men did so. They took the two milk cows and hitch it or attach them to the cart and shut up their cabins at home in Philistine. And they set the ark of the Lord on the cart and the chest with the gold rods and the image of their tumors. Then the cowards headed straight for the road to Beth-Shemesh in Israel, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and did not turn aside to the right hand or to left to look back their babies or calves, westbound to Philistine. And the lords of the Philistines, or the mayors, the big cities, leaders, the lords of the Philistines went after them to the border of Beth Shemesh. Verse 13. Now the people of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest on the way to Jerusalem in Israel. Wheat harvest here, we know that early June, because around the Pentecost, the third month, sixth in the Hebrew calendar, that time wheat harvest. So 3 months difference is early June. So in the valley, and they lifted their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. So the Israelites rejoiced the return of the ark from Philistines. So here, rejoicing mood. Then the cart came into the field of Joshua over Beth Shemesh and stood there. A large stone was there. So they split the wood of the cart. They used the wood of the cart as burning, and offered the cows as a burnt offering to the Lord. So they used the cart to catch a fire and used the two cows as a sacrifice for a burnt offering to God, rather than to the 10 images. One is tumors, the other one is mice, for trespass offering to God, because God did not command in that way at all. So verse 15, the Levite took down the ark of the Lord. Here, please note that the Levite touched the ark of the Lord. So Levi carried the ark down, Levi. And the chest or coffer was with it, in which were the articles of gold, and put them on the large stone. Then the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offering with two cows, made a sacrifice the same day to the Lord. Verse 16. So when the five lords of Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. Ekron is located in Philistine. These are the golden tumors. So five represented the five major cities of the Philistines here. Returned as a trespass offering to the Lord, one for Ashtar, one for Gaza, one for Ashkelon, one for Gath, one for Ekron. So yellow marker is the city, that is the five major cities. Verse 18, and the golden rats or golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five lords. Here, five golden rats represented from all cities of the Philistines up to the five lords. It appeared the plague of mouse struck almost all cities in the Philistines, more serious than today, New York City or Paris City. So, here, both the fortified cities are country villages, even as far as the largest stone of Abel, on which they set the ark of the Lord in Israel, which stone remains to this day in the field of Joshua of Beth Shemesh. Then verse 19. Then God struck the men or the people of Beth Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Men cannot meet God. Sinful men cannot meet the holy God. However, God allowed only the high priest just one day per year. After many sacrifices for himself, on the day of atonement, or what we call Yom Kippur, to look into the ark located in the most holy place of the temple for sacrifice offering for the people. So only allowed to high priest, you know, one day per year, so to get into the Ark of Covenant inside for necessary worship service. So Numbers chapter 4, verse 20, God specifically says, they shall not go in to watch while the holy things are being covered. Holy things, the obvious, the Ark of Covenant, holy things, covered. Lest they die, otherwise they shall die. So that's why here the people were killed who watched the inside the Ark of Covenant. Inside, you know, basically three items, the Ten Commandments, two stones, and the other one is manna in the wilderness. The other one is Aaron's stick. So three of them were there. So how about in the New Testament time? Christians anytime may meet God through Jesus Christ because of Jesus' shed blood to cleanse away our sins and his resurrection. So what a precious blood. So today is anytime so we can meet God the Father. That's why we can pray, you know, anytime. So furthermore, that God commanded to pray without ceasing. So that's awesome, that's a blessing. So God's grace much more than our sins. So yeah, abundant blessing. Also here, the 50,000 and 70 men of the people were slaughtered. The King James Version, or New King James Version in that way, but NIV said 70 men of the people, because the translation original Bible different, but that's why the other one is 70 men, but the King James and New King James 50,000 70 men. So then. So a lot of people were killed. So here, joyful time turned to lamentation time. And the men of Beth Shemesh, the people of Beth Shemesh, the border city of Israel, said, who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall it go up from us? So they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath Jearim, so more close city on the way to Jerusalem than Beth Shemesh, saying, the Philistines have brought back the ark of the Lord. Come down and take it up with you. Take it up there with you. Let's see each question answered quickly. Question one, in verses 4 and 5, then they said, what is the trespass offering which we shall return to him? They answered, the 5 golden tumors and 5 golden rats, according to the numbers of the lords of Philistine, for the same plagues was on all of you and on your lords. Therefore, you shall make images of your tumors and images of your rats that ravaged the land, and you shall give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from you, from your gods, and from your land. What do the verses mean? Basically, verses mean, in order to make a trespass offering, because the Philistines touched the Ark of the Covenant. So that's why they make a trespass offering is the 10 images. Five images are golden tumors. The other five images are golden rats. That was giving the purpose to glorify to God of Israel. So what can we see? Because they're offering in their own way. So disregarding God's desire, God's commandment at all. Because still they want to protect their gods, plural. There are a lot of gods. That's what they use in that way. Obviously, God would not listen until then, because totally is against, not God's way they are trespass offering. So that is a problem. Because in our life, in that way, so we should obey the God and God's word, because Jesus Christ himself, the Lord, Master, we are servant. We never become master, the Lord, at all. Because this kind of a Christian life has a problem, but the bottom line problem, what an ignorance. So question two in verse 9, and watch, if it goes up the Lord to its own territory of Israel, to Beth Shemesh, then he has done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand, God's hand, and struck us. It happened to us by chance. What does it mean? This is basically upon the coward's motherly instinct. If a coward against their motherly instinct to go straight to eastbound in Israel rather than their hometown is westbound, the Philistine, that's a major issue. If against the coward's motherly instinct, that is God did. God struck Philistines with tumors and mice plagues in that way. Otherwise, coincidence by a chance. Last question in verse 19. Then he, God, struck the men of Beth Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. He struck 50,070 men of the people, and the people lamented because the Lord had struck the people with a great slaughter. Why were a lot of people killed? And what can we learn in the New Testament time? Man cannot meet God. Sinful man cannot meet the holy God. However, God allowed only the high priest one day per year. But specifically, Book of Numbers, chapter 4, verse 20, they shall not go into look in while the holy things, the Ark of Covenant, are being covered, lest they die. So that's why is those people were killed according to God's word. But how about New Testament? New Testament is grace. When Jesus was crucified, the veil between is the most holy place where the Ark of the Covenant was there, and a holy place there, the veil was torn down. It's gone. So therefore, because of Jesus' shed blood to cleanse our sins and Jesus' resurrection, anytime we as a born-again Christian meet the God in the name of Jesus Christ, that is what a gracious. So it is gracious, it is required Jesus' blood, the God's Son's blood. So there is no cheap grace. The grace cost a lot of things, the Son of God. So we should know that. So always we should have two angles. One is the other one is God's righteousness. Because of righteousness, that's why God gave his Son's blood. That is righteousness. But on the other hand, God's love, grace. Because God doesn't ask any other human being rather than his own Son. Because he loves us too much. That's why God's grace is abundant, much more than our sin. So always we should think in two angles, not is one way. One is if you in too much strict is righteousness, you might become Pharisee, or you might too much stink to love, maybe you are liberal to want to live in that way. Okay, let's just sing song all together. The page 38.